Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're talking to Al Bernstein on CBS Sports Radio now. Al, thanks for hopping on with me.
Sure, nice to be with you.
Likewise. I mean, how surprising is this? You know, you look at Andy Ruiz's history, boxing history, only lost one match to Joseph Parker. That was a couple years ago, I believe. And 34 bouts, he's only lost one time. He should be respected a little bit, but nobody really gave him a lot of a chance to beat Anthony Joshua. How surprised were you?
Well, you know, he lost a very close decision to Parker, who went the distance with Joshua, and who's a good, very good heavyweight, and that was controversial. Here's the thing that the part of the reason, there were a couple of factors that made Andrew Ruiz maybe even a little bigger underdog than he would normally have been. One, he took the fight on short notice, only had 6 weeks to prepare, and that was an issue. And also, you know, he deserved to be an underdog in the fight. He was about a 10-1 underdog, probably because of some of those other factors.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This upset is like, it's not a Tyson Douglas upset, but it's probably in the range of when Haseem Rahman beat Lennox Lewis, or Oliver McCall beat Lennox Lewis. Surprising wins, for sure, that maybe wasn't expected. But a lot of boxing people expected Ruiz to give Joshua some issues, but ultimately probably not win the fight.
Yeah, and when you look at this, and as I looked at this, I kind of look, it's kind of a good thing, right, for heavyweight boxing, because it now creates a discussion. One, it throws another name into the mix of the top heavyweights in the division right now, and Andy Ruiz, along with Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua and Luis Ortiz, Tyson Fury's in that conversation as well.
Yeah.
Can this be a good thing?
Yeah, you know, it could. You know, I'm sitting on here talking to you about a fight. You probably would not have called me.
No, you're right.
Joshua won that fight. We wouldn't be having a discussion even about that fight. And so what this has done is, you know, given lots of people lots of things to talk about. And already the heavyweight division had a resurgence, obviously. But, without Deontay Wilder having announced a day or two ago that he's going to fight Luis Ortiz and then is going to fight Tyson Fury should he beat Ortiz, that created a great buzz for the heavyweight division and showed two of the big three fighting each other. And now this gives us another important heavyweight match to look forward to, and that is the rematch of Ruiz and Joshua, which everyone will be paying attention to because we want to see if Anthony Joshua can do what Lennox Lewis did and come back and decisively win against the fighter he lost to, and whether the Joshua brand, which suffered in a couple different ways, I think not just that he lost, but the manner in which he lost, and you know, I think his brand suffered certainly in this fight.
Yeah, I think you're right. Al Bernstein, Hall of Fame boxing announcer, joins us here on Tiki and Tierney. Al, as I watched, because I didn't watch it live, I didn't realize it was gone until you started seeing all these social media posts, and you go back and you watch the replays of it. It felt like Anthony Joshua was lost a little bit. Like the game plan was out the window, and he couldn't believe that he was getting tagged the way that he was getting tagged. Not that he was hurt, but what do you think? What can you chalk that up to? Is it simply because he didn't have time to prepare? It was only 6 weeks, as you said?
Well, he was already training, though. So while he wasn't training for Ruiz, I think it was a bigger issue for Ruiz. But I think, you know, he landed that nice left hook, knocked Ruiz down, got overly aggressive in trying to get Ruiz out. Andy Ruiz showed amazing toughness and presence of mind. He was punching back in a very economical fashion with short, compact punches, and his effort was rewarded by landing a really nice counter left hook on the temple of Joshua. And from that point on in the fight, we saw Anthony Joshua not really able to be himself. For whatever reason, whether he was hurt and he certainly looked fatigued at certain points in that fight, he did look rudderless.
Yeah.
Even to box, we didn't really see him box. He has the capabilities to do that. Like, he was not throwing his jab with conviction. He was pawing with the punch. There was just, you know, it became a very lifeless effort from Anthony Joshua after that third round. And, that's something that he's going to have to try and figure out why that happened, what he can do to not have it happen again. It's going to be very intriguing, because the thing about Ruiz is, as we talked about his history, you know, he's a solid heavyweight fighter. He's got really good hand speed, got some power, and despite his girth,
yeah.
actually moves around the ring pretty well.
Yeah.
And so he's a solid fighter. And part of the thing is, he's not really going to change much. So it's up to Joshua to make sure that he's able to handle that and cope with it. And I'll tell you what, he certainly, if they have the rematch right away, and that's a good question whether they will, Anthony Joshua can ill afford to lose another match to Ruiz. In fact, it's really kind of essential for him to win that fight convincingly, if it's possible for him.
Yeah, do you think it's a no-brainer then that Anthony Joshua takes that rematch, even though I think it's part of the contract? And then secondly, is it the right thing for Ruiz to have that rematch right away?
Well, and is it right for Joshua? You know, it's very interesting because they have the contractual agreement for the rematch. 9 out of 10 times, fighters will go for that to try and redeem themselves. Sometimes they don't. You know, sometimes they choose a different path, and they work themselves back another way. But it's an interesting decision for both men. You know, for Ruiz, who is guided by PBC, a different promotional group, he has other options because when you think about it, Wilder, his dance card is already filled
up. Yeah, it's full. And he can't he can't get out of any of those, right?
No,
or can he?
Those fights are locked in.
Yeah, okay.
But here's the other move for Anthony for Ruiz. There's a very popular fighter, Krasnowski, who is a Polish heavyweight, who is very popular, undefeated, who will help Ruiz fill up the Barclays Center, and they will produce what I guarantee you will be the most exciting heavyweight fight of the year.
Oh, wow.
So if Andy Ruiz chose to go in that direction, that is something that's at his disposal. And then, you know, he can still take the rematch with Joshua at some point. There is a, you know, now that might be, that there might be some court things involved because they have a rematch clause, but that there are options out there.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. And that's the thing about boxing. It is not like other sports. It is, you know, it is laissez-faire capitalism run amok. It's entrepreneurial. You never know where people are going to go and what they're going to do. But certainly this particular upset has made the heavyweight division, which was starting to percolate in any case, and help the sport of boxing. It is certainly now uppermost in people's minds.
I agree. Al Bernstein, Hall of Fame boxing announcer, joins us here on Tiki and Tierney. One more question before I let you go, Al. I felt like for the last 3 years, the only fight anybody wanted to see was Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder. It's obviously lost a little bit of its luster now, but how does that happen? And can it happen again going forward? Obviously, Joshua's got to get some of these titles back, though, before it has the same meaning that it did before.
Yeah, well, it could. I mean, there were a lot of other fights they were looking for, Spence Crawford, a whole bunch of others. But this one had a big allure, there's no question. And it could have been, a monstrous fight. And some, there's two schools of thought. Some people are bemoaning the fact that Anthony Ruiz, Andy Ruiz won this fight.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God, it upset the apple cart of this great fight we could have had and whatever. Some people are just saying, because of what you're saying, that so many people want to see the fight, and then others say it's a fascinating event. I think the way that the Wilder-Joshua fight could happen, and the odds are dim on that now because of all these other fights going on, the way it could happen is if Wilder gets through those two fights and he comes back and really dominates Ruiz, you could probably still make that fight, but it certainly has lost some of its luster because of this. And there is absolutely no law that Deontay Wilder gets through both Ortiz and Tyson Fury. Of course, he had a draw with Tyson Fury that was a controversial draw.
Yeah.
So, you know, him getting through both of those men is not a given.
Yeah, and it seems like that won't happen until late 2020, so it feels like it's a long way away. I lied to you. One last question. Mike Griffin, the ref, stopped this fight. Do you think he stopped it prematurely?
No, I thought that was appropriate. You know, Anthony Joshua was showing no signs of what, and his hands were draped on the ropes.
Yep.
He was asking him to move forward. Joshua wasn't. To me, all the signs were there that he didn't want to fight.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's inappropriate, and I don't really even think Joshua complained too much about it. And that's probably another thing that has hurt his brand a little bit, because he looked like he had been recovered enough to potentially fight more. I never say fighters quit, because I just think that's easy to say outside the ring. But there's no question there's been a lot of some controversy over that as well. But I don't think the referee did the wrong thing.
I think you're right. Al Bernstein, Hall of Fame boxing announcer. Appreciate you hopping on and talking about this a little bit. Take care, Al.
Great to talk to you. Take care.
Be good. Al Bernstein, one of the best ever in the business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.